Native American tribes who have been denied federal recognition might have another chance under proposed new rules from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. But those new rules come with a clause that leaves tribes in Connecticut unsure if they'll ever be recognized. Davis Donovan reports it's reopened an old debate between the state of Connecticut, homeowners, and tribes.
Down a tree-lined road in Trumbull, Connecticut, between all the houses and churches, there's a little log cabin. It's the smallest Native American reservation in the United States. This is the home of the Golden Hill Paugusset. Well, it's one of their homes. Most live on a reservation in Colchester. Their land once ranged from Norwalk to New Haven. Here at the Trumbull Reservation, it's just Clan Mother Sharan Piper and her children.
My father fought for this place with blood, sweat, and tears.
Her father was Aurelius Piper, known as Chief Big Eagle. He died in 2008 after an unsuccessful court battle for federal recognition. Now he's buried right here in the yard on the little patch of land he loved.
Never gave up. Always fought and continued to fight for his people all the way up until the day he took his passing over to the Creator.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs is considering a rule that would change the length of time a tribe needs to have been established in order to reach federal recognition. The Golden Hill Paugusset and two other Connecticut tribes would qualify under this rule change. Piper says federal recognition comes with a lot of benefits.
Housing, health care, education, job training, counseling, and social service.
In May, a change was added to the proposed rule that threw an obstacle in their way. They would need approval from any party who previously contested their recognition. In this case, that's the state of Connecticut. For years, state officials have opposed opening the door for more tribes. It could mean more casinos in addition to the state's two tribal casinos. Also, in the past, the Paugussets have claimed ownership of developed land in Fairfield County. Here's Representative Rosa DeLauro speaking at a town hall meeting in Woodbridge back in April.
We should not have to be relitigating this issue. We did that to a fare-thee-well.
Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson said the rule would still have serious consequences for Connecticut, even with the change. But BIA Assistant Director Kevin Washburn says in the current version, groups like the Golden Hill Paugusset wouldn't get federal recognition without the state's approval.
The people that have opposed them, who spent all that time and money and effort opposing that petitioner and were successful, they don't like us saying, look, it's, you know, we're wiping the slate clean and starting over.
For some homeowners, the Golden Hill Paugusset bring up bad memories of an era of land claims. Ken Lenz is an attorney in Orange and the founder of a group called Homeowners Held Hostage. They formed in the 90s when they learned the Golden Hill Paugusset were claiming ownership of land belonging to about 1,000 homeowners in Orange, Derby, and several other towns.
That instantaneously made it impossible for the homeowners to sell their property, refinance their property, and caused a lot of alarm.
They say the Golden Hill Paugusset were trying to leverage the land claims to get land for a casino in Bridgeport.
And that really outraged a lot of people, because why should we be pawns to this game?
Lenz and other homeowners thought the matter was settled when the Golden Hill Paugusset lost its bid for recognition in 2004. He says when they saw a 2013 discussion draft of the rules, they suspected the BIA was trying to restoke an old fire.
For instance, one of the things that they added, they says you don't have to prove that you had continuous tribal recognition if you can show that you had a state-recognized reservation since 1933. That happened to be the same year that the state of Connecticut set up the Trumbull Reservation. And we just thought that was not a coincidence.
Back at the reservation, Piper says tribal recognition is about more than casinos.
We've been seeking federal recognition way before there was even talk about casinos and before casinos were even being built.
She said when she knows her options, she'll talk it over with the tribal council.
All Native American Indians and tribes, we just keep getting pushed on the back burner. Things just keep getting taken away from us. Nothing really changes. It just gets worse and worse for our people.
In the meantime, homeowners and state officials are waiting, too. The comment period was supposed to end this week, but the BIA decided to extend it another 60 days to gather more opinions. After that, the agency says it'll be a matter of months before the public knows what's in the final rule. It could change again, or the agency could throw it out entirely and start over. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Governor Dana Malloy says he's pleased the BIA extended the comment period on tribal recognition rules. He added that the BIA should convene a public hearing in Connecticut because of what he called the unique and profound effect the proposed rule would have on the state.